The holidays are upon us, and of course, we're looking forward to gathering with friends and family. Only, there's a problem. It's the same problem that put a cramp in our holiday plans last year, COVID-19. The global pandemic is still with us, with new variants that make many of us wonder, is it safe to gather with family this year? To help unpack the realities for this holiday season and beyond, I'll chat with Dr. Rabia Aga, Director of the Pediatric Infectious Disease Division at the Maimonides Children's Hospital. This is MIMO Health Talk. I'm your host, Ivo Terra. Thanks for joining me, Dr. Aga.
Hi, good afternoon, Ivo.
What's the biggest difference between how we safely celebrated the holidays last year versus how we can celebrate them safely this year?
I guess the biggest difference is vaccination, and that has really reduced the risk of serious illness, at least in people who are vaccinated.
Yeah, that is good news, because now we have recourse where we had a lot of questions last time around. So, you know, I think it might be helpful to give the audience some advice around some specific situations. So let's just say, for example, that with certainty, everyone in the family who's going to get together for the holidays is vaccinated. Some may have even received their booster vaccinations. Does a family like that need to take any precautions?
Okay, I want to start this conversation by saying that whatever I will be advising is dependent on what information we have at this moment in time. We all understand that new variants are coming up, and there's a lot of talk on that, but not too much science is known yet. So things may change when we understand the new variants a little bit better. As of right now, I think if everybody in the family is vaccinated and they are all coming from a place which is not geographically very different from where they are living, and the incidence of COVID in that community is low, stable, then it's pretty safe for them to be celebrating together.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that point up about travel, because I don't think we think enough about that now, that there is a reality that someone may be coming from, if not abroad, they may be coming from a different state. They may have been on an airplane or a train or something like that, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that will be a big difference. So, okay, good. So probably okay. Again, big asterisk on there. A lot of assumptions on this one. So let's do a slight twist on that. In my family, my wife and I are both double vaxxed, but our youngest granddaughter's 3. So therefore, she has no vaccination and also goes to school. What special precautions should we be taking if we decide to get together with the family for the holidays?
Well, I think as the new CDC recommendations have come in, that if you've had 2 vaccinations and it's been more than 6 months since your second vaccine, then this is a good time to get a booster vaccine. So optimize your vaccination status for anyone who can, and that's people above 18 years of age. So get the 3rd vaccine. That's number one. Secondly, if you're going into a household where there is an unvaccinated person, and in this case, it would be children under 5 because the vaccine has not even been approved for that age group, then that is a weak point in that home. So one option could be to test the child just prior to the family gathering, because that is the weak link and that can make everyone more comfortable knowing that the child is clear. That's one option. The second option is make sure that there is no symptomatically ill person in that household, because if you have symptoms and they are viral-like, then those symptoms could also be related to COVID. So you have to be very careful about that. So you can safely go in, but to be absolutely safe, you can get the 1 vaccinated person tested.
That's a good point. I also want to make sure that we drive that thing home. There is still testing, and we can get tests right away. I'm assuming you would recommend, but let me ask your opinion on this. If you're going into a situation of a holiday party where you do not know everybody's, or you're less sure of everyone's vaccination status, is it a good idea to get tested after those events, before those events, even if you're a vaccinated person? What should we do?
I think that the advice would be, if there's a large indoor party and you're not quite sure if everyone's vaccinated, think twice before you want to go to that place, because there will possibly be some people who are unvaccinated and could be potentially infected. So unless everyone is masked in that party, which obviously will not happen if it's a holiday party and there's food and there are drinks.
Sure.
Then you are putting yourself at risk. In terms of testing, the best thing to test is to test everyone on the day of, and then anyone who's symptomatic after that can be tested, or anyone who's unvaccinated for sure needs to be tested subsequent to the party as well.
You brought up the idea of possible outdoor versus indoor gathering. Look, I can't imagine the weather is going to be great for us to be gathering outside for the holidays, but I am curious, for outside entertainments, outside festivities, are there a different set of safety precautions should we take? Like, are we okay to not wear our masks when we're outside at a holiday gathering?
Absolutely. Yes. The answer is yes. If it's an outdoor gathering and there's enough space and it's not a congested outdoor gathering where everyone can have their own space, then it's quite safe and you do not need to wear a mask.
Well, that's positive news. Speaking of positive, let's take a negative example here where someone has tested positive. We know that we've been exposed to COVID-19 before the holiday celebration, and we are vaccinated. Should we attend? Should we stay home? What should we do?
It depends on the number of days from the time that you were last in contact with that infected person. Because a person can be contagious, obviously, for up to 10 days from the time that they are infected, and one needs to quarantine for up to 14 days from the last exposure. But most people tend to convert and become positive within the first 7 days of the last exposure. So if it's been more than 7 days and you have no symptoms, one option could be to get yourself tested after day 7. And if you are negative, then attend the party, but at this point still wear a mask because potentially you could still be at risk.
Right. Good, solid advice here. Lastly, what's the most important takeaway you want listeners to understand who are going to gather for the holidays this year?
I think everybody wants the families to be together again. The situation is way better than it was last year. Our numbers are at the moment reasonably low, at least in New York City. Majority of the people are vaccinated. So in the right scenario, it is very safe to be gathering indoors. And as we said, the right scenario is that everyone's vaccinated. You're not going into public indoor settings, you are within a small family gathering where you know that no one else is sick around you. I think you can have fun and you can enjoy each other's company. Beyond that, I think there are many caveats and we've mentioned some. I'm sure there will be more questions, but we just have to be safe because one person infected can result in a super infection of everybody in that indoor space. So, you know, you want to be careful.
Very, very wise cautionary words there. For those of us who are traveling, Doctor, what should we do? We're leaving the confines of our normal community. We're going somewhere else. What sort of precautions should we be prepared to do before we travel and also maybe when we get there?
For traveling, the most important thing is you must be masked at all times, at train stations, at airports, within the airplane, when you're on the train, because that is where you are exposed to a lot of unfamiliar people and you have no idea about their vaccination status. So masking, good hand washing, keeping your hands clean is your safest way. And if you're vaccinated, your risk remains low, but it is not zero. So just be careful.
Excellent. Wonderful. Okay, with that, I will say, Dr. Aga, thank you very much for all of the information, and may we all have a happy holidays.
Absolutely. We wish everyone happy holidays, and just be safe.
And thank you for listening. To learn more about Maimonides Medical Center, please visit MIMO.org. That's MAIMO.org. This has been MIMO Med Talk. I'm your host, Evo Terra. Stay well.